At $80,000, Rufus is one of the cheapest mannequins at the 1,700-square-foot facility. He lies on a bed in a hospital gown and utters a list of canned phrases based on what people like operations manager Kateri Gabriel ask him.
Are you dizzy?
No, I don't feel dizzy.
What is wrong with Rufus today?
What is wrong with Rufus today? He is just here for a well checkup. There's nothing wrong with him. But we could have him complain of chest pain, and all of a sudden he could be deteriorating where we need to do chest compressions and use our code card over there to revive him and resuscitate him.
The new Sims Center will train thousands of VA health workers in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Dayton VA Administrator Robert Sellers says there's also a 45-foot trailer that takes learning on the road.
We have everything in here, every simulated device you could possibly imagine.
And the medical mannequins can have almost every condition. Rufus can breathe, blink, and sweat. Workers can give him IV fluid and medications and take his blood pressure and pulse.
I'm not sure how to count for the pulse, so.
That's okay.
But yes, I can feel it. He has a pulse. He's not
dead. Good. Depending on your pocketbook, you can purchase a mannequin that is straightforward. It can say yes and no, and you can check its pulse. That would be kind of a low-level one. We have a couple of our mannequins that are so high fidelity that they exhale carbon dioxide and they inhale oxygen, so we can connect them to the anesthesia equipment and train people to use that.
The oxygen-breathing mannequin costs $250,000. He was stretched out in the corner near where the oxygen lines come out of the wall.
We also have Susie. She's sadly stuffed back in the corner right now.
Gabriel unzips the chest of another mannequin to show off the electronics.
So some of these tubes would include the fact that we could fill the tank that's in his leg with simulated blood, and then he could be bleeding. And then if the participants who were taking care of him noticed and stopped the bleeding, then he would do okay. But his condition could get worse if they didn't recognize the fact that he was hemorrhaging.
As medical workers practice, Jeff Adams is in the control room recording everything for later review. The lab has 6 simulation rooms, 8 medical education rooms, and a 125-seat auditorium. Adams can program the mannequins for any condition.
What is the most complicated scenario that you can throw at somebody?
That depends on the discipline. I mean, every discipline is a little bit different. ER docs obviously have theirs are different from what a nursing would be, or a paramedic, or a, you know, that type of stuff. So it really depends. I've ran everything from emergency C-sections to cardiac arrest to different types of chest pain that leads to like several different areas that they have to go down. We've done stabbings, we've done shootings, we've done just any scenario you could think of.
And you're probably secretly rooting for them back here to do it right.
Well, a lot of times with the old way that especially with in the medical field, the old way that you learned was you washed one, you did one, and then you taught one. And that was kind of the old way of learning. So this actually eliminates that, and we can go through the same scenario. If he dies, we just reset the computer and let's go again. We can do it however many times it takes for them to get to a point where they're comfortable with it.
The Dayton VA Simulation Center is open to other hospitals. Sellers says people from Kettering, Miami Valley, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Wright State University, and others are welcome to train. Sellers says patients feel better knowing doctors and nurses have practiced so they don't get flustered.
It's not textbook to where you start at A, you end at C. You know, we can start at A and throw in their ZW whatever.
What's next in medical mannequins? Gabriel says ones developed in Japan can sit up and move around and decide what phrases to speak based on what the hospital workers say. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.